Friends, Romans, countrymen, it's Stage Direction with Alice Canton.
Kia ora, Alice. How are you today?
I'm so good because it's so... I mean, I'm not a Christmas person, let's be real. But
neither.
I'm like, we're so close to Christmas. I think there's like a... I don't know. It's interesting, like, the pathologizing of how as we get towards the end of the year, you're like, oh, it's been a year. But I actually feel like this year has been a year.
It's been a year.
You know, it's been a year. So there's a part of me that feels grateful that we've got this far. Have a little snuggle pig with me today. Evelyn decided she was just going to hang out in the studio. She's a studio baby. So yeah. Yes, but we're not alone.
We're not alone.
We're joined by two folk from the Festival of Smudge, if I've said it correctly. Welcome, you two. Do you want to introduce yourselves to listeners?
Ooh. Kia ora, everybody listening. My name's Hone Tokiri, and I'm from Te Rārua, Ngāti Tamatera, and I'm one of the organisers for Festival of Smud. I'm here today with my friend
Rana Hamida, and salam everyone. I am an artist based in Tamaki Makaurau, and originally Palestinian in the diaspora, born for two refugee parents in Syria who were displaced in 1948, and now we are here doing the mahi.
Doing the mahi to get the proverbial treats, so to speak. Thank you both so much for coming. We're here today to talk about the festival, which kicks off today, and it is a three-day festival that we've got in central Tamaki in the Button Factory, which I understand is a newish venue run where old folks is off K Road. Talk to me about the festival. What is this festival all about, Hone, for you? What is this festival?
Well, the name's Festival Samud. And so Samud is like a Palestinian value of perseverance. And so that's what we're here to signify, and that's what we're here to stand for. It's got to have lots of music and art, creativity, lots of people teaching, giving workshops, sharing stories, sharing space, sharing food, lots of businesses on K Road. Pretty much all the restaurants on K Road have offered to donate kai to be a part of this.
Yes.
To show that, you know, Aotearoa stands of Palestine, the yes. people of Aotearoa stand of Palestine, and we won't forget even on the holidays, you know, because they're not having a holiday, so we don't have a holiday.
True that.
We persevere.
It's true, because at this time of year, when we are practicing, whether or not you have kind of Christian or faith-based values around Christmas, it is inevitably a time where in summer in New Zealand, people take a break. They take a holiday. They maybe spend time with family. It's a really privileging moment in our year. But as you say, not everyone gets that privilege. Not everyone gets that honour. And I think it's really... It was funny because when Akasia messaged me, I was like, doing a festival at this time of year? But I actually think there's something extremely significant and important about doing this mahi at this time because of that, you know, that kind of collective consciousness.
I think it's very important also to highlight that while people are celebrating the birth of Jesus and that value and what he stands for in historical sense,
yes.
To not forget that Jesus was born in Palestine. He was a Palestinian, a Jew-Palestinian, and it's something that is very controversial for people and confronting to even face and think about, because it doesn't match the propaganda that is spread around.
Yes.
So it is to sit with that and what we are actually celebrating in a societal level, and to just remember that at this point a Palestinian child is killed every day. Many Palestinian children are killed as we speak.
And Evelyn has something to say about that too. It is a moment to be thinking and about observing what is happening and what we're witnessing right now. So why art? Why bring people together around food, around art, music? What is it, either of you want to speak to, that what is the decision there? And what do you desire for that space to open up for people?
I mean, what I'd say, like from my perspective, art is a human universal. It's a human universal. It's how we communicate lots of intangible things that we couldn't necessarily say. I mean, we could say them, but it wouldn't communicate the feeling as well. So this is a chance for us to just express all our emotions around this thing, express the truth, express what's really happening. It's also a chance you know, art is a voice for the voiceless. And so this time around, we're doing the Festival of Samud. This festival was kind of born of the Gaza Dialogues, which was a festival we had earlier this year at the Basement Theatre, where we read the Gaza Monologues, which were originally written in 2008 by teenagers from the Gaza Strip, talking about their life experience. And we're bringing back, we're bringing in new Gaza Monologues for this particular Festival of Samud. So they, the Ashtar Theatre, who we're raising funds for through the festival, they've tracked down a lot of the original authors of those first monologues. And they've now written new monologues that are obviously updated. These people are in their 30s now. They, you know, have kids, they have, you know, lives, or at least they had lots of the stuff, you know, before October 7th came and kind of bulldozed everyone's lives over. So we're representing like an updated voice. Wow. Now they've got new stuff to say and they've got new things for people to hear.
It's extremely unique to be in a position where some of those artists can be tracked in the sort of lineage of those words. For me, when I saw an iteration of the Gaza dialogues or monologues, what struck me is those words, that sentiment could have been yesterday, it could be today. It was, it just struck me right between the eyes, just how unfortunately there is a timelessness to what is was being said then and what is being said now. So I think that's, so it's extraordinary that there's an opportunity to touch base with those writers and hear those words again. So talk to me about that particular event this weekend. When is that happening over the course of the weekend?
So we are kicking on today, mm-hmm. and then on Sunday is when the Gaza Monologues will be presented. Mm-hmm. We have invited people that are mainly Palestinian. That's to start with. We contacted Palestinians that will connect on a first-hand level with the monologues and will be able to present it from a place of experiential and probably transgenerational triggers and places, you know. And then we contacted people that are part of the COPAPA and they've been solid spine, including Hana and Acacia and a lot of other people that are involved. And we will be reciting them and telling them on Sunday afternoon.
Yeah. I think something which also strikes me about the writing and the words is that I've heard actors, you know, recite them and you know, when you're an actor, you've got craft and that. But it's the words speak for themselves, right? They speak for themselves. And so I can't imagine how powerful it must be to have those with those lived experiences, those with those ancestral ties, to speak those words in front of you. I think it's a very extraordinary opportunity. And it's a very rare opportunity, I would say, to experience that. So it's a very significant thing that you guys are doing this weekend. Can you tell me about some of the other offerings that will be happening over the course of the weekend so people can know a little bit more about what the festival holds? If they wish to, say, do a festival pass or a sort of a day pass, what else does it entail?
Well, so many goodies. I think today, J-Day for starters, we're kicking it off with an art auction.
Ooh.
So all funds go to Palestine.
I love an art auction. Yeah, I'm one of those people. I'll just bid, you know. Get me in there. I just also like the theatrics of it. I think there's something like mildly theatrical about someone just like yelling and banging a gavel every time someone.
It's like I'm going to bid and hope that someone else bids after me.
I must admit, I don't have any money to actually win stuff. I'm like, oh, win prizes? Like, no, buy prizes, Alice. So there's an art auction to kick things
off.
What else? What other kind of things? You talk about Kai over the course, and obviously Kai is a critical point for getting together. Manaaki is about hosting. What else is there?
Well, we got lots and lots of music.
Beautiful.
Of course, the weekend. Starting from tonight, we've got music till midnight. We've got Anna Coddington.
Oh, lovely.
Tonight, Eva Maria, Huya, Tali, Harry Charles, Anu Vandeva, Joe Dickers, Rehana, Eva Maria, beautiful Lebanese singer.
Yes, beautiful. We know some of those lineups. Those are all really solid performers. So you can go there, you're listening to the music, you're eating the kai there, you're probably connecting to other people around as well. Is it a family-friendly event? Is this something that we could be bringing children to?
Yeah, 100%. We are actually organising two corners, a corner for children.
Yep.
So children-friendly with games and papers and pens and all of this. Mm-hmm. And then there is a corner for reading. And it's all kind of relatable stories and books that people can tap into and just sit there for a chill time. Mm. So it is quite family friendly. Mm-hmm. And it is in a place where you feel safe because you're around people that you know that you're on the same page with.
Yeah.
And it's not like we're coming there to just forget about everything and turn a blind eye, but it's actually we're coming here to connect and to process. And it's for people that have been in the Kaupapa for a long time, but also people that are being introduced to it for the first time.
For the first time, yeah.
All is welcome, really.
What a wonderful way to move into these ideas and to share and connect with others. So it is the Festival of Sumud this weekend, Button Factory. You can go to buttonfactory.co.nz, if I'm not mistaken, to get your tickets. There are a couple of options for tickets. You can pre-buy them now, or on the door you can also grab your tickets. Thank you both so much for coming in to share this kaupapa. It's a great way to wrap up the year, I think, of stage direction. It kind of speaks to what we value in stage direction, which is using art and artistry and creativity to bring people together. Thank you guys so much.
Thank
Beth and
you.
Sophia.
Thank you, Alice, as always, and thank you both for coming in. That was Stage Direction.
That was Stage Direction with Alice Canton.